Then sack would be paper and bag would be cloth?
Yeah.
Okay. What if it were made out of a heavy cloth, burlap? What would it be, a burlap?
Well, a burlap sack.
You ever hear it called a poke?
No.
Or a crocus sack? Or a gunny sack?
Gunny sack, yeah.
Would that be burlap? Or? Would you have used it?
Well, that was been used.
Okay.
Gunny sack.
Now you might keep your flour when you were, say, when you were a child. Your parents might keep their flour in a what? Today we use a canister set, but probably then they probably had 100 pounds of flour, so they kept it in a.
A flour can.
Would they have kept it in a barrel? Any chance? Flour barrel. Or just a big can of some sort.
It depends on if you had a big amount of it. Well,
yeah, if you had a big amount, let's say.
Well, a flour barrel, yes.
Okay. Say you're bringing in wood for a fire. Do you have any special word for, say you had quite a, you're carrying wood in you. You had an
full.
Awful lot of it. And you say, you had quite a...
Armful.
Do you ever hear, or would you have ever used, a turn? You had quite a turn of wood for that?
No, probably in Indiana might use it.
Now, suppose you had a wagon load of wood, but you only had part of a load on it. Is there any special word for that, that you would have used?
Jack of wood.
Now, you put your... Take your clothes off the line when they're drying. Say you've washed the clothes and hung them up on the line. After you dry them, you put them in a what to carry them in?
Clothes basket.
And a wooden container that's smaller than a barrel, but it looks like a barrel. You might have nails in it. Would be a what?
Keg.
A thing that they play to make music.
Mount organ or harmonica.
Okay, and you remember the kind that you twine?
A toot harp.
That was a what again?
Toot harp.
Okay. Now, around the barrel there were metal strips called what?
Hoops.
And a bottle to keep the liquid from coming out, you might put a what in it?
A stopper.
Or if it were made out of a certain...
Well, a cap. You don't see many stoppers anymore now. It's all caps.
Uh-huh. But suppose you had already taken the cap off and you wanted to keep the liquid in, you might put something else in it.
A cork.
Okay. Now, if you're going to get a nail into a piece of wood, you probably have to hit it with a what? Not with a saw, but with
a hammer.
Okay. Good. And now I'm going to ask you some questions about something I don't know anything about. Old wagons. I know I rode on my grandfather's once with him, but I don't remember much about it. Could you tell me something about the parts of a wagon, where the horses are hooked on and all that?
Well, tongue. Reach, that was to couple the both pieces together.
What was that called?
Reach. Double tree, that would be a complete, and single tree would be for each horse. Neck yoke.
These are all things I wanted.